And you might remember 3 weeks ago or so when there were those terror threats in Sandton. Well, in comedy, we like to say that you kill on stage, but if you don't do well, you bomb on stage. And the comedian who was going to be targeted was all over the headlines. It was, of course, our beloved Nick Rabinowitz. So we just had to invite him back to the Smile Drive.
Ickes the comedian.
Yeah. You are back from your successful Joburg run up in Joburg.
Yeah, when you say successful, what we mean is successfully avoiding terrorists.
How did that go?
Well, it was very surreal. I mean, we all sort of, I think most of us heard about the terror threat in Sandton.
Mm-hmm.
The US embassy issued, I got it via WhatsApp.
But not personally, it was just the public announcement.
Yeah, it was a public announcement. Someone sent it to me because I had a show in Joburg 3-4 days after that.
Mm.
I think it was a Saturday night. My show started on the Tuesday. And then that evening, a journalist was frantically trying to get hold of me from News 24. Shout out to News 24 for selling out my entire run. To say, Nick, our sources tell us, and we can't reveal who they are, but our sources tell us that your show is targeted for the entire 2 weeks.
Sure.
Of your run.
Do they just not like your opinions on lockdown?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't appreciate the toilet diaries. I started trawling through old material to see, did I ever have any ISIS material?
Yeah.
Mm. And I had one thing like years ago about a German massage therapist who went to work for ISIS.
And then?
I can hardly even remember. It was something like I had a sketch about him getting there and going like, I want have maybe a spot for me in the, maybe this hot stone. Give them a hot stone massage for the fighters, or the, not the suicide bombers, because they will be dead, but...
There's a lot of stress involved, I'm sure. They could do with a massage.
It involves something about, no, we don't have anything like that. Maybe something in accounts? No, we don't have accounts. You either have to become a suicide bomber, or you fight. So it's either death or kunafe. And he's like, what is kunafe? It's an Arabic cheesecake. Okay, I'll go with the kunafe. We're out of kunafe. We're never getting any back. This is like Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never check out.
Well, you can always ask Matthew Booth to bake you a cheesecake.
There we go.
You needed one.
Yeah.
But now, okay.
I must get my Tupperware back from Tumi Morocco.
Me, just throw her under the bus. All right, so Nick Rabinowitz, so you got contacted by News 24,
yes.
And they now say, hot tip,
yes.
You are being targeted, yes, for
somebody
terror.
Somebody called Marvin, I feel like his name was, wanted me to contact him. And then I looked at his Instagram profile, and it was just him drinking wine at Bo Constantia. So I was like, is this where you meet your ISIS sources? I doubt it. So I was the beginning, I was already like a little bit...
But did like a cold rush go through you?
Yeah, I didn't have a reaction. And I was in the middle of preparing for I was writing jokes at the time with Kate Pinchuk,
mm-hmm,
for something. And I forwarded it to the owner of the theater in Joburg,
mm-hmm,
Daphne. And this is the problem, Maurice, with being a comedian, is because Daphne then sent me a voice note back immediately saying, oh my God, Nick, you are such a scream.
So funny.
And I think she still thinks, a week into the run, she asked me, did you come up with the whole thing? And at that point, I wasn't
like,
sure. You know when you go through Dubai
pretending,
they ask you, did you pack, and you think, maybe I packed my own drugs. Did I put in a kilo of cocaine into my own luggage?
You never know. While we're hanging out with Nick Rabinowitz, hearing about this terror threat that was...
But we had to take it seriously. We had to have security and sniffer dogs and all sorts of things.
Everything.
Sure. Everything.
We'll hear all the further details coming up on the Smile Drive, and we won't give you our address in case you're still angry with us.
No. Hi, ISIS.